Not a good crop.
Okay. When you're getting a field ready to getting rid of trees and so forth, so that you can cultivate. What do you call that? How would you describe it?
Clearing.
Okay. If you've already cut the grass one time and you come back and cut it again, what do you call that? Or do they ever do that? Like maybe go through and cut off the top and then come back through and cut another time? Do they do that?
You mean in the field?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Did they ever have like a second cutting or something like that?
I guess. More than that.
Oh, more times?
Yes.
Cut it many times? You mean, why? Why do they cut it more than once?
Well, keep it from choking out the crop.
Oh, okay. Well, what do you call a bundle of wheat? You mentioned that yesterday, the design that she's got over here.
Chunk.
Okay. Is that different from a smaller? Is a shock just a few heads, is that what you
mean?
Okay, and then what do you call it if it's just a few of them? Is there another word like is?
Bundle?
Is there a word like sheaf? Does that have
sheaf, yeah.
What is a sheaf? I don't know. Is it smaller than a shock?
I don't know.
Okay. What is the measure that's used to measure like wheat or potatoes or like a large container of apples?
Bushel.
Okay.
Peck and half bushel.
When you separate the oats from the grain, what do you call that?
Threshing.
Okay. If you said that you and somebody else were going to do something, what would you say? How would you say it? Naming the two of you.
She and I.
Okay. If you were talking about another way to say the two of you were going to do it, but to use one word, what would you say?
We.
Okay. Or to say, to indicate that this person and this person will do it together, you'd say, besides we, what else could you say? Or if I'd say, they decided to come into the room with me, meaning that two people.
She and I.
Okay, if you're talking about those two people over there together, what
both.
Would you say? Oh, okay. If it were a man talking and he were talking about himself and his wife coming, what would he say?
We.
Okay, but if he were going to name the two people and he'd say...
She and I.
Okay. Or if he were talking about another man and himself, he'd say...
Both.
Or another man, he could say he and... Okay. When you answer the telephone and they ask to speak to you, what do you say?
Hello.
No, but I mean, you... Okay, you say hello and they say, may I speak to Ms. What would you say?
When I answer the phone?
Uh-huh. After you answer the phone and say hello and they say, may I speak to Ms.
Say, this is she.
Okay. If you were talking about somebody not being as tall as you are, what would you say in comparing yourself with him?
I'm taller.
Okay, or if you were emphasizing him, what would you say?
He's shorter.
Okay, or he's not as tall as you are. If you were talking about two people doing something and trying to say that one person could do it more successfully than the other one, what would you say? Several times you've said that she could tell me about something, and what would be the word to describe when you think it's that yours is not as good as hers, that she could do it what?
Better.
Right, okay. If I something belonged to me and you were going to, and somebody came in and asked about it, and you'd say it's